Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Last week's parable, if you recall, involved a vineyard, about the workers going out into that vineyard of all being paid the same price, the same salary. And a question came up about fairness. This week, we see a similar theme. We see a father sending his sons to work in a vineyard. And yet, it's not about fairness. It's about mercy. If we're going to be asking God to be fair with us, we're going to be in trouble because we all deserve condemnation. But when it comes to Almighty God, He doesn't play fair. He extends His mercy. And in the readings today, that is loudly proclaimed in the psalm we prayed, "Remember your mercies, O Lord." We're reminded of the need for mercy in these two sons. And we know that that mercy is extended and available to us as we gather for Mass this morning. When we consider the mercy of Almighty God to us, most of us can celebrate the fact that God has had mercy on us, that His mercy does take away our sin. And whatever that sin is, no matter how devastating, no matter how harmful to ourselves or to others, no matter how stupid or evil, God's mercy is such a gift. We believe that when one is sorry for sin, when that sin is confessed with contrition, that God does have mercy. And to hear those words of mercy spoken over us is a tremendous gift. I absolve you from your sin. But more than the taking away of sin, God's mercy is a sharing of life. And what water is for fish, what air is to the lung, what oxygen is to our blood, mercy is to our very life. The power, the gift of mercy to bring peace, to bring healing, to bring right order to us is a fact. Mercy has the power to align us in proper relationship with one another, with Almighty God, and even with our own self. If we were to just examine the relationship we have with our own self, we find within us our thoughts, our words, and our actions. TWA. Some of you might remember TWA Airlines. That went out of business. But the business of our thoughts, our words, and our actions are always with us. And so often, those things, because of our sin, because of failing, can be misaligned. We see that in the gospel today. Two of these sons, and none of them have the proper alignment of words and deeds. The one says the right word and doesn't do it. The other speaks the wrong word and ends up being a person of action. Evidence of the battle. Evidence of the disharmony between one's thoughts, between one's words, between our own actions. And if you experience tension, misalignment between those realities within you, today's gospel is good news, because this Father, in giving mercy, shares His very life. You see, the parable is about two sons, but in reality, we know there is a faithful Son whose mind, whose actions and words are aligned perfectly. It's Jesus. And we find in our second reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, he shows us how we can be so aligned like Jesus. Paul says this, "Have the same attitude in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Be of one mind, of one heart, of one voice with Christ." And how do we do that? We empty ourselves. Paul declares, Jesus, though in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, took the form of a slave, became one of us, was obedient even to death, death on a cross. And in so doing, he revealed Almighty God. My friends, Jesus was totally obedient to his Father. Jesus was in right relationship, thought, word, and actions with God the Father. And you and I have in our Lord Jesus not just a model, but we have one in whom we can be rightly ordered in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. St. Paul would later declare, it's no longer I who live, but Christ in me. And we can declare the same. Such a change, such an alignment, takes time. Such a change, such an alignment is not automatic, but it's possible. And step by step, we can become the men and women of one mind, of one heart, of one action, united to Christ and giving witness to him in a world in need. This week, take a look at Philippians 2. Ask the Holy Spirit to share with you the thoughts of God. And be sure to share with him your thoughts so as to hear his. Share your words so as to receive his. And allow your action to be aligned to Christ, who is Savior. My friends, in a world with much distortion and many problems, we thank God for his word and for the opportunity to become one with him in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. God be with you today.